Good morning. It is 10:06 a.m. We are here today, January 13, 2022, via Zoom meeting for the motion hearing of OPAPA 21-013 JJ Global Services versus the Guam Community College. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Joseph B. McDonald. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellant JJ Global please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Vanessa Williams on behalf of appellant JJ Global. We don't have any representatives from JJ Global present today.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GCC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hello, Rebecca Wrightson with Cabot Mantononi. We represent GCC. And at this time, we don't have any representatives on the line, but Dr. Okada may be joining us if she her other meeting ends.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Thank you. And also point out for the record that Ren Halandoni from the OPA is in attendance. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Williams, and thank you, Ms. Wrightson, for coming to today's hearing. My understanding of the posture is that the parties are going to waive a hearing on the merits. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct for GCC.
That's correct for JJ Global as well. We didn't file an opposition or request for hearing.
Okay, that makes it, I think, simpler. Then I would ask that the parties submit proposed findings of facts and conclusions of law for our consideration. Of course, to designate that those portions of the record to support the findings and conclusions. And I will review that in concert, of course, with the motion to dismiss that we had heard earlier, and make a determination based off of all of that, whether I have enough to provide a reasoned decision at that point. Okay, so in other words, after reviewing what you guys are about to point out and conclude or propose to do, I will take all of that into consideration and decide if I have enough to decide all the issues. And if that's not the case, I may either order additional briefings on subject matter or request a very limited hearing on specific issues.
Okay.
Is that proposed procedure, okay with the parties?
Yes, for JJ Global.
Yeah, and that would be yes for GCC as well. So just to clarify that we're going to be submitting proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law to the hearing officer, and then you're going to compare the two and then take from where you want to put a decision together. And if you feel like you don't have enough, then you're going to come back to us and say, we want additional briefing or a possible hearing on X or Y.
Am I understanding?
Okay.
That's correct.
What sort of dates are you getting to that point, or am I jumping ahead?
Well, I would leave it up to you folks. And subject to the OPA staff's other priorities. So if you want to start proposing dates on when you want to be able to provide those, those proposed findings and conclusions. Ms. Wrightson, do you have any proposed dates?
I guess if I would propose that we use the hearing date that was scheduled as January 25 to submit these items to OPA, unless Ms. Williams wants to do something sooner than that. And that way we can kind of keep with the scheduling order that we have.
Ms. Williams?
Request February 1st, the week of February 1st.
Okay. Which is fine by us as well.
Yeah, okay, I think you. That would also account for any hearing, time after any hearing. So that's fine. Any other matters to bring up at this time?
I don't have anything else. So are we just doing start on February 1 is going to be the deadline for submitting these things, or are we going to have it's going to be in that week and you're going to issue an order for us, just so I can add it to my calendar correctly?
Submit it by February 1.
By February 1. Thank you.
And then I'll consider that including and include our arguments from the motion to dismiss.
Okay.
And we'll put a we'll either come to a decision or A, B, ask for further briefing on any points of law, or C, require a further limited hearing on specific factual issues.
Okay.
I want to make sure we narrow this and take care of it as expeditiously as possible.
Certainly.
Okay.
So that's all you're asking for from us at this time.
Yeah, you've waived hearing. So now we just need to point to conclusions and the record. And review that against what transpired in our earlier proceeding, the arguments and your filings. And then I think I'll be able to come to a decision, but if I'm not able to come to a decision, I may either ask for a further legal briefing so that the parties fully put their positions on paper. Mm-hmm. And if the facts aren't there, then that are necessary to the outcome based on substantial evidence, then I may need to ask for additional evidence to support a decision on substantial evidence. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense. Do you have a preferred format for the findings of fact and conclusion of law?
Your format would be whatever format you normally use, either of you use would be sufficient, because we'll probably end up rewriting portions of that, I'm sure.
Okay.
Just as a starting point, so I know where the parties are, since we're not proceeding through a hearing on the merits.
All right.
Hey, Ms. Williams, anything from you?
Nothing, thank you.
Okay, well, I want to thank you folks, and I hope you have a great rest of today and the rest of the week.
All right. Thank you as well.
We're off the record at 10:14 a.m. Thank you, everyone.